Okay, well, today we are going to have a message out of the Kingdom Revelation series I'm doing called Living Life Well. But let's make our confessions over the Holy Scriptures, all right? So if you got a Bible or an iPod, whatever you got, let's make our confessions over the Holy Scriptures. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. And I can have what it says I can have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll continue to be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart's receptive, I'll never be the same. Because I am receiving the Holy Scriptures inspired by God to build me. You know, I was trying to ad lib and I messed it up. Anyway, in Jesus' name, amen. That's all right. Okay, praise the Lord. I'm excited about this because it's been a fun series to start, and I know God's got some more things. I can't wait for next week because I'm going to preach on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which is one of my favorite verses, set of verses in the entire scriptures. But today, we're going to hit the first four verses of Proverbs chapter 3 in the Passion Translation. So let's read these. My child, if you truly want to live a long and satisfying life, never forget the things I taught you. Follow closely every truth that I've given you, and then you will have a full and rewarding life. Hold on to the loyal love and don't let go. Be faithful in all that you've been taught. Let your life be shaped by integrity with truth written upon your heart. And that's how you will find favor and understanding with both God and men, and you will gain the reputation of living life well. That's the topic today, of living life well. We can live life well. We can do things well. So I just want to plant a few nuggets and encouragement in each and every one of you. And let's go back to verse 1. It says, my child, if you truly want a long and satisfying life. You know, one of the best, we can all think maybe back to some messages that we've heard, but one of the best messages, top 10 ever, was when John Osteen preached, how big is your, and he said it in his way, your want to. How big is your want to? Well, you know, how big your want to is going to affect the decisions and directions of our life. How big is your want to? I love it. If you truly want a long and satisfying, how many of us here want a long and a satisfying life? Come on. Yeah, you little guys, I like it. Raise your hand because you're just starting out. Yeah. Well, it's all on the basis of our want to and our direction. You know, there are a number of times in my life when I had to have a big want to because the things that were against me were bigger than my want to. So I had to have a bigger want to than the things that were bigger. Summer of 1974, I came back from college and I went up to my coach. I was working two jobs, working a lot of hours, and I said, I want to train for nationals this summer. And he looked at me like, what kind of planet are you from? I said, no, you're going to do it. You're going to train me for this. And he took it on. Well, that summer, I did. I trained. I qualified for nationals because my want to was big. And I ended up 39th in the country in the 100-meter backstroke, okay? Because my want to was big. So how big is your want to? How big is it? You know, it's got to be bigger than what the devil wants for us. And so we always want to hang on to that. Okay, number two, never forget wisdom and the truth or truths that you've learned in the past. All right? There are things that we've learned that God sometimes brings back up to us. And I'm just going to share. I got a lot of stories to share today. Hope that's okay. But I'm going to share what happened on my 16th birthday. Well, first of all, what happens when you're 16? What's the primary thing? You get to drive, right? So I was going to drive. Drive over to my girlfriend's house, right? That's what you do on your 16th birthday. It was a Thursday, school night. And my curfew on school nights when I was in high school was 10 o'clock. I had to be home at 10 o'clock. Well, I thought for sure, come on, you know where I'm headed with this. I thought for sure that Dad was going to say, sure, you can stay out a little bit later tonight. It's your birthday. Have fun. So I said, Dad, what time you want me home? And he said, 10 o'clock. And I said, what? It's my birthday. I get to drive. It's surely 11. Nope, 10. Went back and forth with him for a little while. I started to get kind of steamed, right? Imagine that. So finally, I knew I lost the battle. So I turned around and I started to stomp out of the house. Believe it or not. And you know, we had a screen door, a storm door, that when I was not happy, I learned how to hit that at the right second I was storming through the door. I did very well at it, except for that night. I didn't hit the knob fast enough. Bam! I hit that door like a brick wall. And Dad came over to me and he said, sit down. You have 15 minutes and you're going to listen to what I'm about to tell you. Don't you ever drive a car mad. How many years ago was that, folks? 55, 54 years ago. Don't you ever drive a car mad. I learned that in life early on. I suppose if I'd been a little younger, he probably would have spanked my bottom, but steady. Okay, so I learned that lesson, see? And so that's what it says here. Don't forget the lessons you've learned. Put Jesus first in your life. And the lessons I've learned is getting up in the morning and asking God, who can I bless today? Who can I be a blessing to today? I called somebody the other day just for a quick minute, and I had heard they had a situation in their family's life, and I just called them up. I knew they only had about 2 minutes, but I called up and said, hey, we're going to pray for you. We're going to trust everything will turn out right. I mean, it was just like I gave him a, called him up and said you won the lottery. It was just a blessing to them. And I'm telling you, when you bless, guess what happens? You get blessed back. Yeah, yeah. So that's living life well. Amen? Showing people how, you know, people don't care how much you know. People want to know how much you care for them and how you treated them. They'll remember that because what comes from the heart touches the heart. So we want to touch people's heart. Hallelujah. And oftentimes we just get one shot. You know, we get one shot at this life. You know, I was on Facebook this morning and then, of course, Lake Church. And I never know. I know here pretty well. But I never know what some people believe. You know? I don't believe in reincarnation, right? We don't believe in that. We get one shot at this life. So let's make it good and let's make it right. Let's give it our best and run hard until we can't run anymore, right? So get that one shot in there. Verse 2, it says, follow closely every truth. Everyone say every. Every truth that I've given you, then, everyone say then you'll have what? A full and rewarding life. Yeah, come on. So the next thing in verse 3, it says, hold on to loyal love and don't let it go. Now, I can't show the video. How many of you have ever watched the movie Secondhand Lions? Does that ring a bell? A few of you? Okay. Well, there was a story in there about a guy that kind of was getting roughed up by some hoodlums. And this guy took one of those hoodlums by his neck and started to tell him who he was. I'm Hub McCann. I led many men into wars on many continents. He went through this whole thing. And then he said something that really always has pierced my heart. He said, I love one woman with a passion that a flea like you would never understand. And I saw that when we used to be on vacation in Minnesota, and Mary's mom and dad were with us, and they were sleeping on the fold-out couch in our living room, and I would see them oftentimes in the morning and evening when they were getting up or going to bed. And I remember Mary's dad always leaning over and giving Geraldine a kiss and saying, good night, Dolly, or good morning, Dolly. He did life well. He shared his heart so well. I remember the time at my mother's funeral, and my dad went over and kissed my mom on the forehead. That's loyal love. Examples of loyal love. Yeah. Hold on to loyal love and don't let it go. And be faithful to all that you've been taught. You know, there's been some teaching on and off. You might hear about the kiss of heaven. You know, there is a kiss of heaven. God loves us that much that there's actually a spiritual kiss that he gives to us. It's amazing. So praise the Lord. Hold on to that loyal love. And you know, most recently, you know, Mary is not much for blood and guts. That's the last thing she wants to do. But you know what? I knew every time my eyelid opened up in the hospital that I was going to see her face. And she sat there and she watched a lot of things she didn't want to watch. But she did because of loyal love. So thank you. You just needed to be encouraged. All right. Next one, integrity. Let's look at the second part of verse 3 there. Let your life be shaped by integrity with truth written upon your heart. Let your life be shaped by integrity. You know, right now, we have a problem in the country with employment and employers because of the lack of integrity. But I think about the World War II generation. Tom Brokaw wrote a great book called this, The Greatest Generation. You know, that generation you can count on. You could count on those people. I've worked on them since the day I came out of school. And they, just wonderful generation as a whole, right? We're talking about a whole generation. Matter of fact, 60-some percent of them were in church every Sunday coming out of World War II. Well, we don't have generations coming up now that come anywhere near that type of percentage. But it was awesome because you could always count on them. They were honest. They were strong moral principles. They were honorable, and they had a high level of character. You know, awesome. And what is our education system teaching today? Some areas, yes, but a lot of areas, they're not teaching that. They're trying to teach kids to change who they are. All right. So living life well. Always have integrity. Last thing, verse 4. So this is how you will find favor and understanding with both God and men. How many of you like the favor of God? I think it's in Psalm 3. Yeah. I like his favor. I like it when I see it. When certain circumstances or certain things happen and it works for my favor. I like it. Right? It's really, really a blessing. Now, let's see. That's how you'll find favor and understanding with both God and men, and you'll gain the reputation of living life well. We all got a reputation. Come on. Say, I have a reputation. Okay, so what kind of reputation do you want to leave behind? What kind of reputation do you want to leave in a work situation? What kind of reputation do you want to leave with the person at Casey's that's got more metal on him than my car? Because my car's made out of plastic, right, Mark? Not made out of metal anymore. You can't sit on the hood anymore. you dent the dumb thing, right? So, or break it. So anyway, yeah, Perry knows what it's like. He puts those cars back together like unbelievable. Anyway, so living life well to gain a reputation, okay? Now, reputation doesn't happen automatically. Reputation's done on purpose with decisions and focus and not wavering. It'll take you years to build a reputation, and it'll take you seconds to lose it. So let's work. Let's make an effort to be people of reputation, good reputation. Hallelujah. And so I think to close today, I'd like to just read back through these verses again. Larry, you'll go up to the first one, and let's just read through these again. My child, if you truly want a long and a satisfying life, never forget the things I've taught you. That's the voice of wisdom. Follow closely every truth that I've given you, and then you will have a full and rewarding life. Hold on to the loyal love and don't let go. Be faithful to all you've been taught. Let your life be shaped by integrity with truth written upon your heart. Verse 4. And that's how you'll find favor and understanding with both God and men, and you'll gain the reputation of, everyone say it, living life well. So let's make an effort to live life well. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's stand. Hallelujah. Father, I just ask you to blow a fresh wind into our lives. I just ask that you blow a fresh faith into our lives. Father, healing where we need healing. Strength where we need strength. Longevity where we need longevity. Father, miracles. Miracles of eyesight issues. Miracles of hearing issues. Miracles of heart issues. Lord, all the issues, Lord, that our bodies can have, Lord, we just pray you blow a fresh wind into each and every one of us, Father. When the Spirit came upon the disciples in the upper room, there was a change. There was a shift in the Spirit. Lord, we pray for that shifting in the Spirit in each and every one of us, Father. And we thank you for it. And we bless you in Jesus' name. And if you agree, shout amen. Amen. So go and serve the Lord. Have a great week.